Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining me is Travis
McClunky
and Brian Malkowitz. Brian, how you doing today? So on today's show, bringing up the one of many documents I have on my other monitor here, we're going to be talking about Festival of the Lost. We're going to be talking about that new weapons trailer we got to see, new light, and how mods are changing. There's one thing not on your run of show that I'm kind of surprised you don't have. The final story mission took place this week. We've all completed it, right?
Yeah, I've completed it. I will say though that I was really bad at like paying attention because I need to replay it. You know, just because like it was kind of cool going back to the Court of Oryx and all that stuff, but I do need to replay it to like listen more to the dialogue and all that stuff to get a sense of what was going on.
Anyway,
it was a cool mission. It was a nice little surprise. I wasn't expecting that this week, and it was a cool Nokris fight in the Court of Oryx, and I guess now we're going to Europa, right, guys?
Here's the bizarre thing about the whole thing. It's just like, why did they make us wait until now and then launch it now? Did they want to release the trailer first before?
There's still supposed to be a season closing event, right? Like there's in the API, there's still like an emblem tied into like an event that happens at the end of the season. So assuming, presumably there's supposed to be something along the lines of what happened with the Almighty. Like it's just a live in-game event that's supposed to happen. That's just what's presumed because that emblem, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but if we don't have that emblem yet, that's still tied to that. So
yeah,
I still think there's one more thing.
Maybe. It was just sort of weird that they waited till now because like it's what? October 8th. There's nothing unique about that day.
It's also just like the start of Festival of the Lost. Like
Festival of the Lost start. I feel like they could have done it. Yeah, they could have done it last week. This, whatever. Anyway, we got the final mission, and I liked it. What do you think, Travis?
Yeah, it was good. It was a little short. I didn't like that I had to do the same grindy mission before I got access to it. But it's cool that that we finally got an end to that, and they kind of set up the Europa thing. I do wonder if there's one more event. But yeah, as things go, not the worst in the world. And now we're less than a month away from the game launching, or I guess a little bit over a month away.
You're absolutely right. And you heard it here first, everybody. Not the worst in the world. Now let's talk about Festival of the Lost and what your impressions of that is, Travis.
Say is the worst in the world. That is absolutely the worst in the world. Yeah, man. I mean, we're back in the Infinite Forest. I think I've talked about on the show many times how I view the Infinite Forest as just like a playable loading screen, and I don't ever want to go back there again. Well, we're back there again. We're grinding, and better yet, the rewards are somehow even worse than they've ever been, in my opinion. I mean, the random rolls on weapons we already have, and then you can get some cosmetic items, but like, God, dude, it is just so bad. I really don't want to spend any more time doing this activity.
All right, Brian, what do you think of it? I know you and Teddy have been grinding.
Like, Teddy's been doing it much more than I have. He was doing the Valcor, I forget his name, the raid farm. Boss, Eater of Worlds, Eater of Worlds farm. And it's like, I that's so monotonous. And that to me is more monotonous than like grinding the Infinite Forest. But I'm going to do it, especially since they've buffed the Cypher drop, because you get an Ascendant lens that nobody knows what it is yet, and it's not. It wouldn't be the
first. If, like, how do you get the ascendant lens?
The ascendant lens you get by using 45 of the cipher decoders on the chests in the Infinite Forest, and then you get the triumph for it. You get the
45.
45. Great. And nobody knows what it does yet, so it's seeming like it's time gated. But if it's tied to an exotic, not hoping it is. Well, I am. I'm not expecting it to be, but it's also. This wouldn't be the first time that the Festival of the Lost had an exotic tied to it, because we had Thunderlord, I think, was the first.
Oh, yeah.
Festival of the Lost, maybe the second one, that had an exotic tied to it after that, like, murder mystery storyline. So, kind of hoping that's the same thing. I don't know what weapon it could be, but there's nothing in the API.
Well, I think I've done three or four, so I'm on my way.
You're almost there. Minutes. I mean, the drop rate has been increased. So if you just do a bunch of patrols around different planets, then you'll be fine. You'll get it. Mm.
Good old Paul Tassi has a farming route all laid out too. And I can always ask Teddy and you, Travis. You already said you hate everything about it and it's bad.
I really hope there is an exotic tied to it. Is not.
There's gotta be.
If there is, then, oh man, dude, I guess I'm going to have to do 45.
You're gonna have.
I don't want to.
The thing is, though, you might as well, like, just prepare yourself for it. Like, because, like, if you just do it over time and, like, it's not going to be as bad as if the exotic drops, everybody's getting it, and you're like,
yeah.
Because you didn't do it. I slapped my head really hard there. That kind of hurt.
Yeah, sounded painful.
but I feel I'm on the same boat as you. Like, I don't really want to grind the Infinite Forest that much, but I would rather do it here and there, you know, maybe four or five a day, or, you know, over a couple of days, and get to it. So that way, if the presumed exotic quest or whatever drops from this Ascendant Lens, you're not just like, just beating yourself against the wall because you didn't do it at all over the course of the time.
I have to say,
how long do we have anyway? I don't even know when the event ends.
It ends. I think it's the week before. I think it's November 6th or something. But the week before, it's the week before Beyond Light comes out.
Yeah, November 10th. Mm-hmm. It looks like November 3rd. Sorry, it ends. Sure.
10th is the launch date. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan. I did like one run through it. I got just total crap. Like, I didn't get a single thing that was desirable from the forest. And I was just kind of like, all right, I'm not going to run it again. Knowing now that there's something tied to 45, maybe I'll do it. I have till November 3rd, thankfully. The thing that I'm still chasing my Telestial Catalyst. Thank you to those who showed up. I had a really glitchy stream that night. I found out that my router broke, so there's an issue with the upload speed, and I was on call with tech support. But anyway, I'll be still doing that every Tuesday. I managed to do two complete runs and one half run where you just prestige mode just isn't that fun, so I luckily got a really, really solid crew to run through it with me. And thank you to those who joined, you know, Marcus, Chibi, and everybody else. Oh, God. I wish Dute. I think Dute joined. I didn't write down the names. You know who you are. You're wonderful people. Thank you so much. And hopefully we do it all again next week.
I'll do it with you next week. I couldn't.
Who stood me up? God, like, both of you guys. Yeah, take that. Your monitors turn off.
Yeah. next time you go on a rant, I'll fix it so it doesn't
go to sleep. I'm coming next week. I do need to get that Telestial Catalyst pronto.
Something that happened this week that was a little bit more exciting. Let's talk about this. The new weapon and armor trailer. This got everybody hyped in the community. We were all pretty, pretty excited getting to see a sneak peek at what all the new gear would be. What did you guys think of this? Anything jump out at you that really got you excited?
Finally, going to be glad. Go ahead.
I was going to say, hunters being able to teleport seems like a pretty big deal.
Heck yeah. Everyone's focused on the warlock melee spreading poison, and I'm like,
hey, that's cool, man.
Did you not? It is cool. Did you not notice that hunters could teleport now? And our picture-in-picture is kind of covering up the gameplay. I'll just go full screen with it. Boom.
Yeah, they have like a chainsaw sword that looks like it's pretty
lament. That looks
full
really cool.
Anime is what I would call it.
Anime, and it has its own really unique animation that like looks like a finisher.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously the other swords have their own unique animations with the Dark Drinker. What is that new one called? Fallen Guillotine.
I love the double bounce. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, the knife throwing. That's going to be so irritating and comp. Oh, my God.
Yeah, all this gear looks super interesting, super compelling. Like, it's definitely going to bring back that feeling of fun sandbox things, at least based on what we're seeing here. You know, teleporting characters, it looks like that, like, empowers you if you group up together, and that has me pretty stoked to try out new things. That's something Destiny has definitely needed for a while, like a refresh of the gear set and everything that we're playing with in the big sandbox. So yeah. I really, really like that a lot. What exotics were you talking about in the run of show there, Travis?
Oh, I was going to say, like, I think all of that new armor they showed were exotics. So I was going to say, like, which exotics are you guys most excited for? Are the ones they showed? I know Brian said the poison thing.
There's the helmet. I don't have it in front of me, but the name of the new helmet for Warlocks,
it's near the end of the trailer. Yeah.
Yeah. One, as to cross his video, he said it really well. It makes you look like Sid from I think. His eyes are like, can't see, that's how far it goes off your camera. No, but I'm interested to see how much, because it just makes Bottom Tree Dawn Blade much more viable, because it's like, not only does it increase the damage of it, but it also causes enemies to burn. So it's like, it's getting two pretty major buffs with that exotic. I'm curious to see how much of a buff, because it shows them using it on, you know, on champions and them just kind of just like falling apart after burning.
I love the design of this mask, by the way. That's probably one of my favorite things.
The Warlock one?
The Hunter one that allows him to teleport. I just really, really love the design of it.
The Warlock one right now, Destin?
There's the Warlock one.
No. But yeah, no, it definitely makes you look like you're a Sid from Ice Age, as Escrow said.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Titan one that replaces the shield with the overshield, because everybody's basically getting the wall, right? With the grenades creating the ice walls now. True. So I'm like, this is the perfect time for this exotic to come out and give Titan something that's unique to replace their class ability. So
you mean the fact that they like get enveloped in their own shield now? That one?
Yeah, it's as a replacement for the wall that they normally do.
It's not the wall, but instead it gives them the overshield. They can just run around with the overshield instead of popping a wall in one spot.
Yeah, That one got me excited for Titans. The Hunter one definitely got me excited to be able to teleport as a Hunter. I think that's going to be really, really interesting. And what exactly does the Warlock thing do again, Brian? I was switching, so I was a little distracted.
The one talking about the melee one or the head?
The helmet.
The head.
The helmet just it buffs Dawnblade's damage, and it causes burn on hit.
Oh, yeah, and the melee poison thing.
Places it on melee, and if an enemy dies, it spreads the poison. So it's kind of like a Wither Horde effect.
It's a coronavirus mod.
Just sort of talking about each individually, it's really hard to pick which has me the most excited. Honestly, maybe the Titan overshield thing. I want to know how powerful they're going to be, because they already sort of have that with a few of their exotics, like One-Eyed Mask. That was a problem, right? Is this just like the evolution of One-Eyed Mask? I certainly hope not.
It's tied to a class ability, so I think that's what I like about these, is some of them are tied to class abilities. The Hunter's teleport is a replacement for their dodge, so it's kind of attached to that. But yeah, I think it could be good.
Yeah,
I was thinking with the Traveler's Chosen, your ability to reset your class ability, if that becomes the meta in PvP, that'll be really interesting. Yep.
It's like it's going to be, the sandbox is going to be wildly different, I feel, in Beyond Light because of stasis. Like, someone's overshield might not seem as broken if you can just throw a grenade at them and freeze them.
Yeah, true.
It might be a little bit of give and take, and it might also just be like, hey, like I was just saying, it might not seem as powerful if you can just, you know, spray them, sprinkle them with some ice, and they're like, nah, So I don't know. Well, it's definitely something I want to see before I just like, before I go, oh, nope, that's going to break everything. Nope, that's going to break all this. Oh.
Yeah, cautiously optimistic, right? That's kind of kind of the law of destiny. CloudStrike looks really, really interesting. Lightning on precision hits. So as somebody that's been playing a lot of PvP lately, they use a PvP clip for that portion. I'm really excited to see what that does. That's definitely an exotic, like no doubt in my mind. I would be shocked if it was not. I also just major props to the major props to the design team, how they took the rock and made that one of the core design pillars. I really, really appreciated that, and I just thought it was really neat. It's like a rock or a Shard of the Traveler, and they've chiseled it so it goes into a hook, and then they built machinery around it. And that's, well, here, I'll just show the clip really quick. So if you look at
the design of the weapon,
yeah, the design of the weapon is all designed around a rock. So anyway, it's in the press kit if you want to take a closer look at it. I'll go back to where they sort of show it in slow-mo here. And let's give it a second. So this center portion, that's all just one rock that loops around and becomes a hook, and that's the part that hits up against your arm. And I just thought it was a really inventive, creative way to design a weapon that I hadn't really seen in a while. So just kudos to whoever worked on that.
I'm interested. We definitely don't. Go ahead, sorry.
Travis.
You go.
I was going to say, yeah, we definitely don't praise Bungie's weapon design enough, but they're incredible at it, between the feel and the sound of weapons to the, you know, the look of them. And it's just, it's so good. Every time I hold a new gun in a Bungie game, I'm just so like happy and excited to see how it works. So just wanted to gush there.
For sure. Well, let's move on and talk about the new light experience. Travis, why don't you tell players what they should be expecting, especially if they're new?
Yeah, so instead of getting woken up by your ghost and going straight to your ship to get out of the Cosmodrome, you're apparently going to team up with a new character named Shaw Han, which I believe is a Fast and Furious reference. He's going to take you around the Cosmodrome and kind of show you the ropes, and there's going to be basically tutorial and mechanics system introduction that kind of shows you how bounties work and, you know, how the milestones and leveling up and all that work. So that'll be really interesting. The kind of previous new light system almost seemed like they kind of just tacked something on, and there was really no path for a new player to figure out how the game works, right? That was the major complaint, is once you start, you're kind of like, all right, well, what do I do now? Like once I get to the tower. And so they're taking some time to sort of introduce people to the game, which I think is really cool. I'm also interested to meet a character inspired by Fast and Furious, maybe. What do you think?
Maybe.
So you think that this character, Shaw
Yes. Han, I believe, because, you know, Shaw and Han are characters in Fast and Furious, and I am as obsessed with Fast and Furious as one could be. So I'm going to go ahead and just say that that's definitely intentional, and this is going to be some sort of Fast and Furious reference.
I do think he looks absolutely cool. So anytime we get to meet a new character, let's go for it. I'm just downloading here in the background some of the new imagery that the press kit had, so I can show you guys. 1 second.
Of the Cosmodrome.
Which one's which? Not of the Cosmodrome. Just downloaded the shot. The Cosmodrome looks the same, so I wanted to go back to
design
philosophies. Yeah. Here was the sniper. You got a really good look at how they designed it all around that rock. So props there. Here was the helmet that I believe this is the helmet that gives hunters teleportation.
And looks then, like a Marvel villain.
Right? Helmet. It's so cool. Yeah. And here was the helmet that Brian was gushing all about. Very, very cool looking stuff. Going back to... Gushing.
I was just saying, you know, that she looked like Sid. from my
that counts as gushing.
All right.
So for Beyond Light players, I think using the Cosmodrome as the foundation to introduce them to the world again, I think that's really, really smart. And I think that's a good way to, you know, slowly get them into what's going on as it's brought out of the content vault and brought back. I think for players like myself who are returning, I hope that the Cosmodrome has been drastically revamped, because otherwise it'll be fun for a little bit, but I don't know. Like I feel like I spent so much time in the Cosmodrome farming spin metal and everything in D1. The fatigue's going to set in pretty quick for that one, but maybe not. I don't know.
based on I think it was DMG who said something, and maybe it was in the TWAB, but there was saying like for returning D1 vets, it's going to look mostly familiar to you, except for maybe, you know, that lost sector you haven't discovered yet. Mm-hmm. So my thought is that when we get in there, it's going to be almost identical.
Yeah.
To what we used to play in D1, aside from, you know, we're not having the plague lands, and we're not, and there's going to be some new lost sectors.
I welcome returning to the Cosmodrome.
Same.
It's like we're getting a refresh, but we're getting a refresh with places that we've already explored before. So I love that it's back, but we sacrificed a lot to get that particular space. You know, so yeah.
I'm not looking forward to grinding spin metal again, I can tell you that much. I'm happy that it's back, but I want to spend as little time there as possible. You know, that's my thought.
Oh, no, you'll be spending a lot of time there.
You think they're going to do spin metal farming again? I hope not.
Oh, they mentioned it specifically.
Oof.
Yep.
I had a very busy day, so I actually didn't get to read it. I'm relying on you guys a little bit today.
Yeah, no, they specifically called out spin metal. So, yeah, absolutely, you will be grinding for spin metal again.
Yep.
And maybe you'll be doing it again for exotic swords.
It'll be the same way helium filaments and everything are. You're going to be able to just go buy it from Spider or whatever. So it won't be that
maybe.
Big of a deal. Yeah.
We don't know that.
or Rasputin.
Can you buy helium filaments from Spider? I don't think I've ever seen those in rotation.
I think so. I can't remember. I think he sells everything. So that is an option. That was a moon one. I'd have to check my notes and make sure. In addition to all of that, though, mods are changing. So we talked about sort of the Cosmodrome. We talked about Beyond Light, how Beyond Light's going to have a story. Travis wanted to talk about Fast and the Furious, but I don't think there's much more to go on beyond that. The major thing is they are changing how the mod system works, and I think this is going to be a dramatic improvement personally. Brian, why don't you tell us what they're changing specifically?
First, let's talk about those anti-faction mods like Hive Barrier, Hive Armaments, Fallen Armaments, Taken Barrier, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going away, but they're now only going to work in the raids in which you got them from.
Wait. Are you serious?
Yes.
Yep.
Fallen Armaments is going to be deprecated because Scourge's Path. They said that specifically because it's going, you know, their Scourge's Path is going to be there. I don't know how Taken or Hive Armaments and all that stuff is going to work because that raid's gone. Hive Armaments.
So Scourge of the Past mods, the ones that I haven't gotten yet, they're going to be tied to that raid, which is going away.
Well, they said in the TWAB those armaments are going to be deprecated because that raid's going away.
We should do this more often, where one of us don't read the TWAB. And the other two react, know live what's react. Going
Ooh,
on.
I like that. Amazing. I like that.
And like that. I get to react idea. To it in real time. So
that Taken armament you have, Dustin, that Taken armament you have, only going to work in Last Wish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No more. No longer can you take it into Gambit, which is fine for Gambit because obviously that breaks Gambit in a way, right? People who don't have Taken armaments can't have an entire full, heavy weapon to take, or I'm gonna say Xenophage because that's what everybody uses, Xenophage to take over to the other side. But yeah,
I'm
taking barrier, taking armaments, no longer anywhere else in the game.
That is very surprising. Travis, what was your reaction when you read this?
I mean, I'm really glad I didn't grind for those specifically, right? So because it's terrible. I mean, I get what they're doing, they're trying to level the sandbox a little bit going into a new campaign so people don't.
Yeah. This is really just because the new raid is going to be Fallen based.
Yep.
That's and they exactly don't it. Want Fallen armaments in that raid. Fallen armaments and Fallen barrier. They don't want that. They don't want those in the raid.
Brian, I will bet you a steak dinner that they introduce new Fallen or mods that help you do damage to Fallen that you can only get in the new raid as well.
Well, you've talked about the raid specific mods. What about the other ones?
You're right.
Because I have the plob open. It looks like enhanced hand cannon loader doesn't matter anymore. It's just going to be standard hand cannons.
Yeah, but
they're a little better, but they're basically making the standard hand cannon loader a little bit better.
They're bringing it up to enhanced mode. So
isn't it going to be a little bit below enhanced?
No. They said they're going to bring it up to enhanced, but it's going to cost a little bit less than enhanced does now. So like enhanced hand cannon or enhanced loader mods cost 5, I think, right? And then so they're probably going to cost like 4, I would imagine,
right?
So they're getting rid of enhanced mods and just making the standard mod the same value as enhanced mods. So they're just not having the two tiers.
So yeah, yet another thing I'm glad I did not grind for. But
yeah,
yeah.
I got those like in the background just by passively, right? I've never went and grinded for mods except for the raid mods. But yeah, so that change doesn't. I don't know. I can't really see a bad thing for that because like it's the enhanced version of the mods and they cost less to apply them. So I can't really like poke a hole there. I don't know.
So the one part I did read was all of the weapon oriented armor mods, i.e. hand cannon loader, fusion rifle, ammo finder, etc., have been changed to be any energy type. Mm-hmm. That was their note about energy type requirements. When are they just going to scrap the energy type requirement?
Make energy requirement like null in the now, because like what is the point of the armor affinity, the armor like element affinity, if they're getting rid of mod affinities?
It was a bad design decision, and I think this is their first step towards admitting that. Hey, yeah, that was kind of a bad idea. We're going to like get rid of that for the weapon-related ones. And then I'm sure there's armor-related ones like Oppressive Darkness, right? You have to have a void mark, right, to use that?
No.
You sure?
Because Oppressive Darkness is an artifact mod, and artifact mods aren't tied to elemental affinities.
Don't you have to apply them to your armor, though?
You apply it to your armor, but it's not. It doesn't have to be a specific... It can be a solar or a void or a an arc armor piece.
I'll test you on that after the show. Because
right. If so, I have been rolling void armor for no reason to apply that mod.
You sure about that, Brian? When did that change?
I'm like 99.
Oh yeah, 20. Look at that. I have it on a arc set right now.
All right, now I'm 100%.
Yeah, I had put it on an arc set. All right, well. Glad we took time to prep, and me especially.
Look, you got me. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, Brian read all of these mod notes.
What was the note about combat mods, Brian?
I don't have it in front of me.
I got it open. I'll just read it live. Combat Thank mods, you. All armor released in Beyond Light in Season 12, All Last Wish, and Garnet Salvation Armor. Acquired starting in season 12 and all a bunch of armor will have a combat style mod socket. In season 12, the socket will accept all Charged with Light and War Mind Cell mods. All armor 2.0 armor acquired during season 8-11 have had their seasonal mod sockets replaced with a single unified legacy mod. Okay, so they're just fixing all the things that they realized was a bad idea to sort of refine the process.
They had a year to look at it and see what we hated about it, what didn't work, and they're kind of just, like you said, making steps to right those wrongs.
Good. I do have to wonder, what does that mean for armor affinity? Like, does it just not exist anymore? Does it matter?
Right? That's what I was saying. It's like, so you can get rid of, like, the Void Arc and Solar affinity on armor because it effectively becomes pointless, right? If none of the mods have affinity to them, why does it matter?
Other effects like damage resistance.
There's solar and void resistance, but it's like, are we going to have an entire elemental affinity system just for those three mods? Seems weird.
I never thought it was a good idea to begin with. Yeah.
It'll all get sunset. Anyway, so
yeah, all of this armor is not going to matter in a year.
It'll be completely different when the Witch Queen comes out, and we're going to laugh at it, and doesn't even matter.
I am looking forward to being able to delete a lot of stuff. I asked Teddy, I'm like, can you just log on and tell me what to delete? Because I don't want to do it wrong.
No, you got to have him log in and have him delete it for you. Because you won't delete it.
That's true.
You're not wrong, man. He marks my revoker for delete. And I was like, no, are you crazy? Mountaintop staying, revoker staying.
Revoker, you can pull it from your collections at any time.
That's true.
Masterworked?
Yeah. It just costs the masterwork materials to pull it from your inventory. Or the same thing with
keep it.
Mountaintop. You can keep it, but if you need the space, there's no reason to if you're not going to be using it.
But what everything that doesn't have a random roll, you can delete, man.
But what about you're my first and last out with Outlaw Vorpal that he said that This has been my life with Destiny when I'm off air. Just, is this safe to delete? Why is this mark deleted? What do I do?
Nothing is safe to delete, because what if in a year they're like, hey, we're reversing sunsetting.
True.
Yeah,
it could happen. I'm not expecting it to happen, but you never know.
At this point, you never know what the hell Bungie is going to do with their systems. All right, so the whole mod system is changing. Elemental Affinity chat, let us know why you think it. Like, there has to be something we're missing. Obviously, new weapons look great. Love the design of the new weapons. Really excited about the new sandbox. New light. Good Fast and the Furious reference. And Festival Lost is terrible. And that is everything that we covered this week. Do your
had to end it on a negative.
Of course. No, I'm just joking around. Yeah, help me get Telesto again next week. Tuesday, just join. I'll leave it as a pinned comment. Just feel free to join at 8 p.m., assuming I can get my damn computer working. Guys, anything else we should cover off on?
No, I think that's it till next week. I think this next month is going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, it's fine.
Brian just likes to talk when everybody else is talking, so we can never hear him.
Anyway,
what did you say?
We didn't talk about any of the other weapons in the trailer, but it's fine.
What did we miss?
Like No Time to Explain and stuff, or
yeah, No Time to Explain. The
chainsaw sword. We talked about that.
And there's the that grenade launcher that shoots stasis crystals.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That did look cool.
Yeah, they look cool. That is called Salvation's Grip, by the way. Launches stasis projectiles. I want to see use cases for these weapons, though, and how usable are they actually going to be? I think they were all incredibly compelling, and I'm really, really excited to try them out in the sandbox for sure.
So yeah, that grenade launcher is going to be absolutely toxic. Like,
yeah, especially if you're going to pair with a stasis subclass. Like they haven't even revealed like exotics that work with the stasis club subclass, assuming that they're coming this season. But like exotic armor. Man, just like imagine pairing that grenade launcher with things you can already build walls with. Like, it's just going to be PvP is going to be a very different place with this these subclasses.
I just imagine it's going to be like that gun making walls, and then they're throwing down walls. I think it's just going to be crystals everywhere in PvP for a while.
Oh, imagine that first week. That first week is going to be wild. Like, maybe the first day too. I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take to get that subclass. But man, it's going to be a wild week. Like, everybody's going to be a little bit cold.
Brian, are you going to do the raid?
Not if it is that first week. Like, I just, that grind, man, like, that's too much. Like, if they push it to the following week, like the following Friday, sure. Mm-hmm. But like, if they're launching on a Tuesday and they're like, hey, Friday, Saturday, we're doing the raid. No, thank you.
This might be the only one. I think there's just too many other things going on at IGN and like with the new consoles and everything. And I'm lead on like the analysis for the new consoles. So I'll be working on that and like putting them through their paces, which is exciting. Yeah. I do think that means I'm not going to have time to do a raid week. I'll probably do it the first week, but I'm not going to no life grind it. Fast forward to November 10th, Destin is no life grinding. You know, that's usually how it goes.
The strat for day one raiding starts with you going immediately into the strike playlist. And like this time around, like my whole thought is like, I want to like be able to breathe and take time and absorb the new content. and not have to worry about what the most effective way is to get your power level up, because that involves just grinding and grinding a bunch of content that we've been playing for the last 3 years. And I'm like, at the start of Beyond Light, I just want to enjoy the new stuff first. And that's why my hope is that that the raid is like day one raid is the following week, because that makes the grind for power level a lot better. And you know, you don't have to just grind for 13 hours a day, you know, doing strikes and comp and Gambit and all these things we've been doing all the time, and not playing the new campaign and going to the new destination and all that stuff. So like, if it's the first Friday or Saturday of the launch, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing the grind.
What about you, Travis?
I will be doing it, man. I think I'm reviewing this game for IGN, so I'm going to be no life grinding it. I'm going to be doing it that first week, trying to get through it, because you basically have to finish the raid before you do the review, right? So that'll be probably the last thing I do. I also, like Brian, hope that it is a week after launch, because that would give me way more time and it would make it less like me having to just like suffer. But
What day, what time after launch?
I want it to be the Friday after launch.
So November 20 something.
Even if it was Saturday after Saturday.
Oh, dude, if it was Saturday at 10 a.m. Oh my god.
Like, even more time and even more people can participate in that raid race, right?
Yeah, that would be amazing. Friday
at 10 a.m. A lot of people can't get in on that, right? Because of work,
including me. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do it. Yeah. So
comes out Tuesday at November 10th. 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. usually. So you are saying you want it to come out Friday the 20th, mm-hmm. or Saturday
the 21st? That would be ideal. Saturday the 21st would be even better at 10 a.m. Amazing. Yeah.
I bet they're going to do Sunday the 15th.
They're absolutely going to do it.
They won't do Sunday. They do Saturday. They'll do the 14th. They would do
Saturday the 14th.
That's what Undying Mind was, right? Or sorry. What's the name of the raid?
The last one, was on a weekend.
Garden of Salvation. It was on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was on Saturday morning. Yeah,
I imagine the same thing. But man, if they could give us more time,
I guess they'll do the 14th or the 21st. But realistically, for it to still be a race, I think they have to do that first weekend of the 14th, right?
Yeah.
Well, they also have unveiled new stuff that they didn't have in the past, which like power caps. Like, they've done that for the Master Nightfall or Grandmaster Nightfall, where they've like limited the amount of power you can bring with you. If they want to keep out the people that are going to like game the system and get super, you know, sweaty power, they can just implement something like that on the raid the first week, just for the race, you know? So I hope they do that and let it take a little bit longer, give people more time to grind, rather than artificially gating it by releasing it way too early for like average people to actually experience it. That's what I'm hoping.
Bungie knows how their audience like consumes content, right? It's like you can kind of process control if you space out the raid release, because like, you know, you can just give your players time. I know to absorb the content, and like, yes, it's up to the players to absorb it how they want to, but we know how the community plays this game, right? Something new comes out, they're just gonna mow over it like it never even came out. So, I don't know. I really hope that they push the raid release back by at least a week.
I bet it's the 14th. You guys think the following?
You're probably 21st. Right. No. I'm hoping. I think you're right.
Yeah. I think you are right, Destin. But my hope is that just push it.
I don't have a crew or anything, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Thank you guys so much for joining me yet again. A lot to look forward to in the world of Destiny, especially around November 10th. It's like hype cycle time right now. There's some weird thing going on in the forest that Brian's doing. Hopefully I don't have to do that and it's dumb. Anyway, that's it for this episode, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on this show. And until next time, Guardians out.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.